vision of the program is to improve the quality and the public health practice and the performance of a public health system. And it does this by the following goals. The performance standards program provides performance standards for public health systems. Up until this point, there had not been any performance standards for public health practice, like there are in other industries or sectors, like healthcare, managed care, in hospital quality, or even within law enforcement. Through the use of the standards, we'll engage and leverage partnerships that would create a stronger foundation for public health preparedness. By setting optimal standards, we promote continuous quality improvement of public health systems, and the standards give a real systems for a real benchmark for systems to strive towards. And finally, the Public Health Performance Standards Program data gathers data on what local and state public health systems look like and what governing bodies look like in comparison to those standards that have been developed. They provide us with a much stronger scientific base for public health practice improvement and a general stronger understanding of our state and local public health infrastructure. The data can be used in various ways, ultimately looking to provide and inform policy decision making. Data from the Performance Standards Program is also used to increase leadership buy-in and really get the word out there about how the system's performing. It's also used in allocating resources and understanding existing capacity and focusing on areas of improvement throughout the performance standards results, gleaned from the performance standards results. And also, really, like I mentioned earlier, establish benchmarks for the public health system to move towards. The program is made up of three different instruments. There's the state public health system instrument, the local public health instrument, and then one for the local public health governance. The program is made up of a partnership who all have a key in developing and promoting these three different instruments. The partners that you see on the slide here start out with CDC, who really leads the overall coordination of the program. ASTO, NACHO, and NALBO all take responsibility for the leading and development of the state, the local, and the governance tools, respectively. APHA leads the efforts around the marketing and the communication of the program. The Public Health Foundation, or PHF, leads the efforts around performance improvement, as they're responsible for the data collection and the reporting system for the program. Come on in. Grab some handouts in the back. And then finally, the National Network of Public Health Institutes really ties all of this work together and brings the support through the public health institutes, really leads the efforts around the training workshops and the users' calls that many of you may take part in or have attended the annual training workshop for users. All right, a little bit of background, just some key dates from for the program. The National Public Health Performance Standards Program began in 1998, and version one of the instrument was released 4 years later in 2002. Through 2002 through 2007, version one was used in more than 30 states, and most recently, what we're talking about today is the updates and improvements that were made to result in version 2. It's important to note that the instruments are developed in a comprehensive development of the instrument, which included a practice-driven development by CDC and ASTO, NACHO, and NALBO, who all worked on developing convening work groups that were devoted to the development of each of those instruments. And then finally, each of the development phases for both version 1 and version 2 are followed by a field test period. So to really understand what makes the Performance Standards Program special and unique and what really drives the value is that there are four key concepts that really underlie all of the program. The first one is that the instruments are based on and they're built around the 10 essential public health services. The standards focus on the overall public health system as opposed to focusing on one entity, such as the public health department. The performance standards describe an optimal level of performance, and that they're really intended to support and foster the general idea of process improvement and quality improvement within the state and local health departments. So using the performance standards in the field, it's really intended to be a coordinated statewide approach for an individual system or an individual board use. And some of the common reasons and catalysts for use in states are a general interest in performance improvement or improvement planning at the statewide interest. Sometimes there might be a particular area of interest moving towards standards such as bioterrorism or emergency response planning. You really want to get to know what your system has capacity to support and respond to. The performance standards is used within the MAP process at the community level. And then finally, in general, as we all move towards a general environment of accountability and transparency in public health, the performance standards is just one of the many components that states and locals and boards can use to really move towards that improvement area. And it's also one important component that can be used during preparation for the National Accreditation Program that is just around the corner. And I'll the next few slides actually talk about, or show maps here, about the use of the instruments in, at the various three different levels. And I'll just quickly go through the first one, which is the state instrument use. The dark blue states all show those that were completed through August 2007. And you'll see that there's about 22 states on this map. The next map shows the local instrument use. And I'll just kind of point out, I don't know if you can see the variation of the shades of blue, but there are six states that had significant use, which means a completion range of 67% or higher. And there are about four that had a moderate use, which was between 33 and 66% of local health departments use the local instrument. And then finally, the light blue is limited use, which is a completion range between 1 and 32% of local health departments. And then finally, the governance instrument. You'll see here just one state in dark blue, and that's New Jersey, was the only state that showed significant use of the governance instrument in the United States. All right, well, if you're here today, hopefully you're interested in the performance standards in some capacity in your state or in your region. And I wanted to share a little bit with you about what other states have said, why they use the performance standards. ASTO and NACHO, over the past couple years, had done an evaluation and surveyed their membership. And some of the reasons that were found during the survey, some of the respondents said that the reason for using the National Public Health Performance Standards at the state and local level were because they established a baseline measure of performance. They wanted a national, developed, and recognized assessment tool to help improve performance, and that the performance standards were the best tool available for improving public health system effectiveness. And what you can expect to get when you do perform the assessment is an identification of systems' strengths and weaknesses, a stronger awareness of how your public health activities are connected, and then a stronger level of collaboration among system partners, and really using this partnership and collaboration to gain momentum and support in leadership.